Hi, and welcome back to the Toad Eye Service Podcast. My name is Adam Mofosley, and I'm your host. Today, we have my friend Maria once again back on the podcast. She's a special guest and a friend of Toad Eye Service. Again, my name is Adam Mofosley, the host, and today we are going to be talking about screen time, a new feature from iOS 12. Released, you know, very soon, very recently, to control screen time, screen addiction, usage, and it records a lot more data. So this is what people like about it. We're gonna be going over pros, cons, everything, all about screen time, and we'll do a little research and explain it a little bit first. Before I explain what screen time exactly is, Maria, you want to start, just introduce yourself and what you think of screen time.
Hi, screen time is, it's a pretty good idea. So, I think it's a good idea for some certain people that could be addicted, or maybe some sort of, some kids, or even adults, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a good idea.
So, if you don't know, the screen time icon will be a little hourglass. For some people, it's an app. For some people, it's a menu with a purple icon in the settings. When I go to mine on an iPad, I see today's amount. I can see how much I've spent on each one, and I can set limits. I can schedule time that I don't want to be on the device. I can choose apps that are really important, and I can never disable them. And I can block inappropriate contents, as Apple says, and other stuff that I just don't want to see. Okay? So that's what screen time is. But why don't we first just start by talking about what are some positives to having this screen time app or service feature?
Well, in my opinion, as I said earlier, screen time is good for, like, for kids or even adults, to be honest. Seeing how much time you spend on a certain app, or, you know, they also have this thing called downtime where you can just completely shut it off for a certain period of time at any time, which is a good thing. Because before that, you know, when I first got my iPad, I was 9. And so it was very, I was obviously, you know, really excited about it and stuff like that. And so it was really hard for my parents to tell me to get off because I was just so excited about it. And so if downtime was a thing, I'm sure they'd be so excited and they'd use it all the time so that I'd have no choice and I just can't use my iPad, meaning I have to do something else. So it is a good thing for kids now, and yeah.
And I also think that what we've seen here is that you know, these restrictions are good because many people, you know, they think it's really important. And once our devices maybe tell us, you know, that we're done, we can always just set this time aside. And it's really great to, you know, I think one thing I'm really thinking about just generally is that I'm really glad Apple has finally done a good feature to address their thing, that screen addiction, because they have never really addressed it formally. And I think for kids, this is really great. They show, you know, images of an iPad and they're playing a game and they say, 5 minutes left for games. So maybe your social media or your games you have restrictions on, but callers can keep always coming in, you know? So it's not always that bad. But another thing, setting limits for certain apps. There are apps I spend too much time on, you know? If I'm going to be scrolling through YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, any social medias or other apps like that, you scroll through it, and a lot of these you know, you know when you're done. You know when you've seen the previous post, or they tell you. And, you know, you're watching videos or whatever over and over again. You're searching up, and it's, you know, it's really, it's time to do that. It's, you've already been done. And if people can't control this, and you start limiting yourself, then you won't actually have to use the actual limit itself. It'll set a good habit to not actually do it as much.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's pretty important. Why don't we just talk about the positives to using this feature? The negatives. I'm so sorry. The negatives.
Yeah. The negative is that, you know, some kids, for example, like I mentioned earlier, could be a good device for kids. But, I don't know if there is, but, like, when parents have control and stuff, the kids, you know, they can just go into the parents' device and, you know, just turn it off and then use it.
You know, what I would say is that it's, you know, if a parent or other family member just sets a limit like this, the kid doesn't agree with it, you know, and they just see, oh, I have a limit on my Fortnite or other game, for example, or other social media or networking platform. You know, if the kid doesn't agree to it, they're going to tend to be more aggravated. Their reaction's going to be different. They're going to be very angry and pissed off about it, right? So I think that parents are just able to set limits, kids not agreeing, and they're just able to set limits without their kid or another person agreeing to it, and with a family sharing and other accounts like that, they can just control you. And I think one of the ways that you really need to do it is to get the kid involved with what they're doing, you know? Show them the data, really prove it to them, really do it. So I think that's one good thing. You can really keep track of yourself. I mean, I've had, today I've had 4 total pickups and 1 pickup per hour. And I didn't even know, and I've already spent 33 minutes watching YouTube videos, you know? So we see that kids should be able to make their own, you know, kids should be able to participate in these strategies, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, if kids aren't able to have any say in it, and they don't even know, it's a hard thing. Okay, so have you personally experienced anything with the screen time feature that you want to talk about?
No, but I'm going to say that I am sort of an addict.
You are sort of an addict?
Yeah, I'm sort of an addict.
So do you think screen time has helped with that or no?
Well, I turned off screen time because I'm too scared to see how much time I use my phone in a day.
Okay, but do you think it's a good feature?
Yes, overall it is.
Okay. So let's think. Pros we talked about are my ability to have downtime, restrict certain apps, and set good habits by limiting yourself. on the screens. Cons we talked about, or downsides, negatives, are that kids can just obviously go in and control it a lot. They won't want to set their own boundaries. And kids won't agree. You don't want to just set them for yours. The parents and other people don't just want to set the boundaries for them, because to really improve the kids' screen time is to get them involved with it. Show them the data. Show them the stats. You know, show them why they're doing this.
Give the kid an example, or, you know, just a good way of seeing that it's bad.
Right. Great. Rather than just being like, oh, and your iPad turns off and you don't have it anymore.
Of course.
You know? Okay, so one last thing is, let's do 10-10, okay? A classic for the tech life, 10 years ago, 10 years in the future, on screen addiction. So go ahead.
So 9 years ago was 2009.
9 years ago?
No, 10 years ago, I'm sorry. 10 years ago, it was 2009, meaning that screen addictions, in my opinion, I think that screen addictions weren't at such a high level because, you know, tech was still a big thing, but, like, all these companies that are, you know, could be new, like, for example, Apple came out in 2007.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Apple was started in 2007.
That's not what I meant. The first iPhone came out in 2007.
Okay, much better.
So Apple's been around for so long. But basically, I don't think it was that high because there are a lot of new different tech platforms and different tech devices than there was in 2009. So, I think at that rate, in that time, it was, lower.
Yeah.
The percentage or how many people were addicted to the screen or social media or just anything on screen in general.
Yeah, I agree. And 2029, do you want to answer it or do you want me to?
You want to do it?
Sure, what I was going to say on 2029 is technologies are going to be so built into our daily lives that it's going to be irrelevant. We're not going to think about this because they're going to be so built into our lives. They're going to be such part of it that we're not going to think about the addiction. We're not going to realize because we're going to need it. We're going to need it with what we do.
Right.
So, thank you so much again. This is the Tech Life Episode 2, a screen time feature discussion with Maria, my friend, and friends of Toad Eye Service. And I want to thank you for listening. Go ahead and subscribe at anchor.fm/toad, or go over to our new website, toadeyeservice.wix.com/website, to sign up for Toad if you're interested. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for more of the Tech Life exclusive series. Okay, bye-bye.